According to the numbers from June 1st to August 31st, Saratoga County experienced a 3.5% increase in tax revenues collected from hotel reservations over the same period last year, adding $327,034 to its general fund. Occupancy rates in the city of Saratoga Springs were up 4.1%. Saratoga Springs reported a windfall of $1,152,500 from hotel room reservations. Michelle Madigan, the city's finance commissioner, said the trending increase in revenues has allowed the city to enhance its services.
It's also mortgage tax. People are buying more homes here, and it does all contribute directly to the city's general fund, and it helps me maintain essential services. Last year, we were able to put two new police officers on the street, two new firefighters. This year, I put an additional police officer and firefighter. It allows us to buy the equipment that we need to keep the city roads plowed when there's a snowstorm, water infrastructure projects.
The Saratoga Springs City Center, which completed an expansion in 2011, has also benefited from the increase in visitors both during the summer and year-round. President Mark Baker.
We're continuing to market very heavily towards that long-term group business that wants to commit to Saratoga with their trade show, their annual meetings, their expos, and we find that that market is very strong.
Todd Shimkus, president of the Saratoga County Chamber of Commerce, said that some of the success in hotel occupancies could be attributed to the new methods of online promotion and advertising for the Saratoga region.
Our campaign this past summer transitioned entirely almost to an effort where we were literally tracking people online that met a certain demographic of people that would be interested in coming to Saratoga. And that was very different from past years where we would buy fixed ads on specific websites. And it allowed us to more than double the number of online impressions that we had in 2013 versus 2012.
2013 was marked by Saratoga 150, the community-wide celebration of 150 years of thoroughbred racing at the Saratoga Racecourse. Saratoga Springs hosted its first thoroughbred racing meet in August of 1863. Charles Waite, chairman of the Saratoga 150 committee, said that the Saratoga Springs tourism economy must continue to innovate and evolve in order to avoid becoming stale.
I liken it to a store window display. If you have the same display year in and year out, people are going to stop coming to your store. So we always have to offer people more modern amenities, better value for their dollar, and more things to come and come do and come see, and better restaurants. And that's the whole thrust behind the efforts by the Convention and Tourism Bureau, the Saratoga Chamber of Commerce, and the Saratoga 150, is to make sure that we have things that people want to see and do at a price that's reasonable.
The $30 million expansion plan at the Saratoga Casino and Raceway and the venue's likely bid for a full casino license after voters approved a ballot measure last week to expand casino gambling in the state certainly will bring change to the tourism economy of the Saratoga region. The panel at the press conference repeated the need for community input among the business community and city and county residents to mitigate any potential negative impacts of bringing a casino to Saratoga Springs. Reporting from Saratoga Springs, I'm Lucas Willard, WAMC News.